Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the new afternoon show on 94 WIP. Ike Reese is there. I'm Spike Eskin along with Jack Fritz.
I was waiting for the brrr.
Shout out to Takeoff.
Yeah, it sounded like it needed a brrr in there, you know?
We are at Chickies and Pete's, South Philly. Nothing goes better with Philly playoff basketball than Chickies and Pete's pregame, in-game, and postgame online at chickiesandpetes.com. Now, I think one thing that has been lost a little bit in the Sixers-Knicks lead-up mm-hmm. is that this is Philadelphia versus New York. Mm-hmm. This is the rivalry. I mean, as far as cities for us. I know Dallas is the football team, but the rivalry is Philly and New York.
Yep, I'm 100% with you on it.
Now, I have spent the last 3 years of my life around Knicks fans who are just awful. To give you a taste of what we're dealing with, here is a little taste of Knicks fans after one regular season win.
De Blasio, we had Cuomo, it was rough. But we have the Knicks. The New York Knicks run New York City.
Bing bong.
Tell me a little something, KD. Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks? Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks?
Let's go, Knicks. Let's go, Knicks. Let's go, Knicks.
Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Say, go, New York. Go,
so,
New York.
What the hell was that?
Yep. That is after one regular season win. Joining us on the line from Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata, middays on WFAN in New York, former co-worker. I made him everything he is, one Sal Licata. How are you, buddy?
U-S-O-B. You are really... And by the way, don't ever lump me into those bing-bongers here. I am an actual Knicks fan. I lived through the 90s when the Knicks were good. I'm not some homer, but I am realistic to know that the Knicks are taking down the 76ers. Hey, get your Chickies and Pete's appearances in now because you're not going to have much time. The 76ers won't even get to the semis this year. They're going first round and out, and you know it, Spike.
What would you know about playoff success as a Knicks fan, I wonder? I mean, it's been, what, 30 years, 35 years? How would you know what a good playoff team looks like?
Well, how would you? You're right. I don't know outside of the 90s. Right? The 90s was all we had. For 20 years, it's been bad. Got news for you, Spike. I don't know where you were at in your point in this career. The Sixers haven't been good in forever. Process this. They suck. They never get out of the semis. You have to go back to Allen Iverson, back when you were a fake Limp Bizkit Fred Durst wannabe. Fat boy.
Oh,
that's the last
okay.
time the Sixers were. Oh, come on. I mean, the Sixers haven't been out of the semis since. What are you talking about? You can't just crap on the Knicks. I know the Knicks have stunk. Do you know that the Sixers have stunk?
Well, the Sixers have been more relevant than the Knicks for the last several years. They have one of the three best players in the NBA, while the best player on the Knicks is a cute story 6-foot guard who scores points during the regular season.
You know, I thought you loved Brunson, being that he also got his opportunity from his father. How can you dismiss Jalen Brunson? He is a legitimate superstar. By the way, he did the same thing Joel Embiid has done with the 76ers. Take them to a conference semifinals. Embiid has never gotten any further. Brunson's doing it in 1 year. I mean, there's more in the tank here. This is the year the Knicks are going to get to the Eastern Conference Final, something the Sixers haven't seen since 2000.
Now, Sal, I know it's exciting for you for the first time ever having your voice on between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. Don't get used to it. But the, I got you on that one. Aren't you a little worried that the archetype of the Knicks, which is try a little bit harder than everybody else during the regular season, give the ball to one guy to score all the points, we all know how that works in the NBA. It means a bunch of wins during the regular season, and it means you're the team that nobody wants to play in the playoffs, but you never actually advance that far. You can't actually believe, that a team with one competent offensive player is going to beat a team with Joel Embiid. Do you? You don't believe that.
I was mildly concerned prior to actually watching the Sixers. Like, I'm not going to take any stock in the regular season games where the Knicks fight for four with the Sixers, because I agree, that really doesn't mean much. And then I watched that matchup on Wednesday night, and I came away with it thinking, pre-Baller injury, man, this is a better matchup for the Knicks. Give me the 76ers and a compromised Embiid, because he's always compromised, and I think the Knicks match up better with them. And I do think in this first round that that team chemistry, the toughness that they play with, the opposite of the Sixers, plus the 76ers are running their mouth nonstop already, backup centers that nobody's ever heard of, Oubre taking shots at the Garden crowd. Good luck to the Philadelphia 76ers now picking that battle with the Knicks. I do think the Knicks are just better than what the Sixers are right now.
Knicks certainly have home court advantage. You just brought up the Oubre's comments about the fans or what have you. I'm wondering, from a fan's perspective up there, are they looking at this series as they're being overlooked, disrespected? Like, are they playing sort of the underdog card? I mean, they are the two seed with home court advantage. What's sort of the temperature of the fans up there coming into this series?
Well, to Spike's point, a lot of Knicks fans are delusional, and I think that they're too dumb to realize that they should be careful on where they think the Knicks are going to go.
Don't talk about your co-host like that. I mean, don't talk about your co-host.
Yeah. He's one, I tell him to his face, so that's nothing new. No, he's one of them, potentially. But in this particular case, the 76ers are not a real threat. Like, Knicks fans, I think they could go to the finals and potentially beat Boston. We're not talking about that here. Like, we're talking about the 76ers, who obviously had a down year when Embiid was out. And are they a real 7 seed? No, they should be better than that. Could the Knicks be a real 2 seed? They probably should be worse than that. But they also lost two of their three best players for the majority of the year. This is not a series where I would be saying that the Knicks should be underdogs in. So forget what the feel is from the fans. Nationally, the Knicks are being disrespected and looked at like underdogs. But in this particular series, I don't understand it. The 76ers have not earned what the Knicks have earned based on the regular season.
Well, I mean, Embiid's in, and when Embiid played this year, they were 31-9, which would have had them at close to 60 wins this year. So you talk about earned. I don't know what earned, but the reality is when the Sixers team is whole, they're a better team than the Knicks. That's just a fact.
Well, how are they a better team? He's compromised. The Knicks, again, you want to measure postseason success, right? Past postseason success. The Knicks got to a semifinals last year. What have the Sixers done beyond that since the process started? Nothing. So I'm tired of hearing about Embiid and how good he is and MVP this and MVP that. You wish the Sixers had half the heart that the Knicks have shown. They have more talent with Maxey and Embiid. They do not have the heart. And the superstar that has been leading the way has been Brunson. Therefore, this particular – I watched that game. You think the 76ers played well in that game against Miami?
They won.
With Jimmy Butler? Yeah, they won.
How'd you guys do against Miami last year? How'd that work out?
Yeah, well, they should have won.
How'd that work out?
But you know what? They didn't have Ananobi, and they also – Julius Randle was banged up. And you're lucky, Spike, that Julius Randle isn't healthy, because this will be a sweep if you were.
The Knicks are lucky that Julius Randle's injured.
You're ruining your basketball credibility by being a Julius Randle guy. That's hurtful.
You don't like Julius Randle. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, Julius himself has been an all-star. You're all NBA. You hate Julius Randle. He's their second best player. He's not even there, and the Knicks are still going to beat the 76ers.
Worst field goal percentage in NBA playoff history, Julius Randle.
Yeah, I mean, the first NBA year, the second best player was Reggie Bullock, and then last year he was hurt, so I can't take that seriously.
Will you admit at least one thing? We're talking to Sal Licata of Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata Middays at WFAN, our sister station, and my former place of employment. So I just saw Sal the other day. You would at least admit, and it's just us four. It's me, Ike, Jack. Nobody in New York's going to hear this. You would at least admit that the Garden crowd is overrated.
Oh, no, 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 no.
You'd admit
no
that.
Way.
Come on.
No, no,
come on. It's just us. It's not on the radio. You can tell me.
I do. You think I'm afraid to tell New York where it's at? You know that I'm not. I've been in that garden for Knicks, Rangers, playoffs, doesn't matter. There's no place like the world's most famous. While I think that New York has gotten soft over the years, I think that that ferocity is going to come back in this particular series. You guys are already talking smack. You're waking up the beast. This is not going to be tourists.
What beast? What beast are we waking up?
Oh, yeah.
What
you're
going
to find out. You'll find out. I know we're all afraid of the big bad semi-sixers. I mean, give me a break. Come on.
Two weeks ago, you were scared of them.
I told you, then I watched them play.
Okay.
I mean, come on. Then I watched them beat Hobbles. Yeah, I'm really worried about Nick Batum taking over the series. No, not really.
Well, let me ask you this, Sal. Who we know Jalen Brunson.
You were a better Falcon than an Eagle.
He came prepared.
Don't try to create dissension here with the fan base with me. I don't even remember playing those two years in Atlanta. I don't even remember those 2 years. Let me ask you though. We know Brunson is a great player, and we got a lot of respect for Brunson. We watched him play down here his college career, but who's going to be that number two guy for the Knicks? We have Maxey as our number two guy, who averages almost 27 points a game. Who's going to be that number two guy for the Knicks that you can count on?
Well, that's obviously the problem, that they don't have one without Julius Randle. So it's got to be DiVincenzo. It's got to be Anunoby. And I think that those questions need to be answered. But I don't think that the Knicks are going to have that in this particular series. I think that the team defense, the energy, the heart, the toughness they play with, that's got to carry them through this first round. Now, when you go up against a team like the Celtics, a team that looks unbeatable when they turn it on in the regular season, and obviously you're going to see that if the Knicks are fortunate enough to get to the conference finals, then you're going to need that. Maybe DiVincenzo develops into that, but they've been a well-balanced, well-rounded team. Clearly, that's the one thing missing, specifically without Randle having that second option to go to. You know, if I'm Nick Nurse, I double or triple Jalen Brunson at the end of the game and make somebody else beat him, but they can. With Anunoby, DiVincenzo, I think one of those two guys got to be the guy.
Coach is a fraud, and you keep talking about stuff that is cute but does not win in the playoffs in the NBA. You talk about your coach runs players into the ground during the year, and then the things you're talking about, heart and toughness and blah, 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 it only matters if you're talented enough, and the Knicks aren't talented enough.
But they have the superstar. And I want to ask you this, though, Spike, all kidding aside. Like, you say that, okay, well, that's cute. It doesn't win in the playoffs. Well, what would you or any Semi-Sixers fan, and I know you do that cute little podcast, I can't remember the name, but you do that podcast, and what if the Semi-Sixers won? With Embiid, who's one of the best players in the league, arguably the MVP, what if they won? They can't get out of the semifinals.
They failed. I don't know what to tell you. I think it's been a couple of different things. I think there have been bad situations where his running mate is a loser or incapable. But also, I'm well aware he has failed. He has not brought it in the playoffs like he needs to. But I'll tell you this. In the fourth quarter against the Heat, when they needed him, scored 11 points, blocked shots, rebound, threw a couple of great passes, and won them the game. They don't win the game with him, and that is a turnaround. And it doesn't happen for every player at the same time, but he's 30. And it needs to happen now. So I acknowledge he has not been good enough in the playoffs, but I also acknowledge I think it's changing.
Process this. You couldn't handle New York. The Sixers can't handle New York. That's it. They're going out. First round and out. And you guys are going to flip out and want everybody fired and question Embiid. This is the beginning of the end for the Semi-Sixers as you know it. At the hands of the Knicks.
You're the worst. And it's not that I couldn't. I'd love you too. See you, Sal.
All right, Sal.
It's Sal Licata, middays on WFAN. I told you guys yesterday, of everybody I worked with at FAN, and I love all those guys, I felt like Sal would fit in at WIP better than anybody else on WFAN.
Well, he even went to the Falcons on me.
Yeah, oh, come yeah. On, he came prepared.
Well, I think he's a Falcons fan.
Yes.
Yeah,
he's a Falcons fan.
Oh, I did not know that. He's a Falcons fan?
Well, New York's a bunch of frauds. Like, your morning show host is a Vikings fan.
Vikings fan, yeah. And we have Washington fans on the air. And
Gio's a
Vikings fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where the hell did that come from? He's all New Yorkers, though, right?
He's got a he's from Long Island. Yeah. He's got a Vikings tattoo.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
yeah, it's terrible, okay. But he does.
Who has had more success at MSG, the Knicks or Billy Joel?
The Knicks or who?
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. For
not
sure.
Even close.
Yeah,
right?
It's not even close. It's not even close.
I have never, been to the Garden.
Me either.
Really?
Me either.
Never been to the Garden.
Never been to the Garden.
Nope.
Been dying to.
I've been on the outside of it. I've seen it, yeah, but I've never been on the inside.
They redid it a few years back. I forget when. It's nice arena. Yeah. Good place to see a concert. And I usually don't like arenas for concerts.
Yeah,
it's good for a concert too.
Yeah,
we got to do road trip next year.
I need it. Well,
Sixers Knicks game.
That was my hint to you. Yeah. We got to take a trip up to the Mecca.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm in. Yeah. Well, I don't know if they'll have me anymore. I don't know if I have any connections anymore.
Yeah. Do you know anybody there?
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Are you in on the Sixers? OG Wade. I think this is your first call this week. I don't think I've had an OG Wade call. Mm-hmm. What's up, man?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG. I know you've been busy podcasting. This week. Thank you.
Fitness into your schedule. Let me get in here for a minute. This old new show stuff. All right, let's cut it out. It was new the day you came in, Spike. All right, no more of that.
Oh, you mean saying it's the new show? He's saying no more saying it's
I'm just following orders.
Yeah.
I'm not a manager. I don't call the shots anymore, man. Now I just do as I'm told.
Listen, that guy that just got off, I mean, he's clueless. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you right now. I will put Kelly Oubre on Brunson and leave it at that. They have nothing else. You know what I'm saying? The Sixers, for the first time this year, I've noticed they have a bench. That was always the weakness of this team from the season, is that we weren't getting enough points off of the bench. Now that you're getting points off of the bench, you really don't need Joel to score 40 points a game. I don't know if anybody ever watched basketball. In the playoffs, the team's star that scores the most points is the team that loses. You don't want your star player dominating the game. You have to win that game collectively as a team. The Knicks don't have enough power to do that. So that's why I'm all in with the Knicks. You know what I'm saying?
Hold up, OG.
Yeah.
Let me get this straight. You don't want your star player leading you in scoring. Is that what you said?
No.
What'd you say?
That's what I said.
Yeah, well, how the hell did Michael Jordan, Shaq when he won, Kobe when he won, LeBron when he wins, Steph Curry when he wins, I mean, with all these guys, well, why don't we have the number three guy being the MVP of these series, or why don't we blame those guys when they lose the series? What are you talking about? The star player doesn't have to lead you. Yeah, the star player does have to lead you.
No. I'm glad you brought that up because I've been waiting on this, okay? Now, here's what you do. You go back and look at them games where Shaq had 40 and all that. They lost those series. Okay? You know when they won? When Kobe scored 28, and he goes over 30 and in the 40s, they lose. When Kobe's in the 20s, Shaq 28, that's where they win. Because you need five players in double figures at the end of that damn game to win a game. You're not going to win it having one guy with 40 and then your other players got 9 and 10, it ain't going to happen. So just take it from there.
I agree with that. I don't agree with the idea you're saying. I'm not saying he needs to score 40, but you're telling me that Joel Embiid, if he just scores 20 points a game and the other players get points, that should be enough for us to win. That's not going to work out that way.
Yes, it will. You just watch it. Watch it work out. Because Nick Nurse knows. He I talked to him already, so he knows how I want to lay this thing out. But let me just get on this A.J. Brown thing real quick. Okay. All right. I hear people Elliot just got off saying you would never trade A.J. Brown. Here's where you would trade A.J. Brown. If A.J. Brown can't find it in his manhood to get along with the face of the damn organization, which is Jalen freaking Hurts, the Duke, okay? He got to go. I don't give a damn what you think and what you say. Here's what's a fact. You ain't never won a Super Bowl with a top-5 wide receiver at all, okay? So we won a Super Bowl without having
A.J. Brown. How many
times
have we dispelled this? Like, every time you do this, we say wrong. You keep going back to it. Cooper Kupp put up a Jerry Rice season, and you're still like, you didn't need a top-5 receiver.
And I told you a blind squirrel will find his nut every now and then. Now, I told you that already. Now, so how about that one on the Cooper Kupp? But if you look at, by and large, you don't need a top-5 wide receiver to win a Super Bowl. That is my point.
Well, why are we paying receivers then? Well, why are we paying two receivers $25 million then?
Because it's cute. That's why. Because everybody, all the fans, we love me. You don't need that crap. Get up out of here. Yeah, you don't need that.
What's overrated, OG?
People saying I'm a great guy. I know I'm a nice guy. But damn it, I'm not great. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think they go over top with that one.
All right, OG. Have a good weekend, man.
OG Wade coming with himself being overrated.
Of course, and that in straight OG fashion.
First of all,
he's like, we don't need our best basketball player to actually lead us to victory.
Right.
And now we don't need AJ.
Well, that's once again, he's putting less blame on Jalen.
Yeah. Yes. This is all about – now, I will say this, I went back and forth at Elliott about the whole AJ and how great of a player I think he is. And I do believe all of that. But the one caveat is, and I'm not saying this is true, but I'm just saying if this stuff that's festering underneath the surface, that there may be something going on or amiss with the quarterback in him, that will get you out of here.
It just did it you're saying with Stephon
Diggs. It just happened in Buffalo.
Yeah.
It just happened in Buffalo. Top wide receiver. So if that's the case, then that could be an issue. I don't know that to be the case. Only the Eagles know what the relationship is like between those guys, regardless of what A.J. Brown has said already this offseason on the air. If that's an issue, then, they're going to at some point have to make a decision. And usually it's the quarterback they side with.
Yeah, I mean, the quarterback makes a lot more money.
Yeah.
And the quarterback's going to be
there longer.
It's
a more important position, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Rios, North Philly. What's up? Oh, no.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up?
What up, Rios?
Hey, man, let's just go real quick, because I know the John's coming up. First of all, y'all know the answer to this damn question, all right? Number one, the biggest thing is all about the freaking hierarchy, and the hierarchy is the freaking city, Philadelphia. Never going against that, no matter freaking what. So this is for everybody. Hey, this the freaking team. This our freaking city. So that's what we need to do is stand behind they asses no matter what. No matter what's been going on. Because, hey, this is a new chase. We in a freaking playoffs. We got a damn good coach instead of that sucker-ass Doc Rivers. So that's number one, huh? Huh? Hopefully he puts his foot in these guys' asses to let them know. Oh, Reed, let me tell you something. You're a backup center. I ain't mad at what you said, but stop being too soft saying it. Say it with your freaking chest out. And since you're a backup center, then you better show your ass against this team in New York City when you come off the freaking bench and do your freaking thing, or don't ever say nothing, sucker. Look, man, look, this is let all the negative, everybody, leave that stuff freaking behind. The t- being in the Army. A lot of people lie. They want to say, oh, I'm from New York, son. I'm from New York, son. You from New York? I ain't from New York. I'm from North Philly. First grew up in Badlands, North Philly. Then moved to Hunter Park. Huh? I hold that stuff to heart. It's about to freak this city, and y'all need to stand up for this crap now. This is our freaking team, huh? And hopefully they get out of all that sucker stuff for what they do. Toby, take the ass out your name. Tobias, you need to do something. At the end of the day, come off the bench or whatever you're doing. If you got to get a technical foul, mug somebody in the face, get kicked out the game for one game, then freaking do it so you can cut some stats on the freaking board. Smiley, let me go. Take the fucking smile. Take the fucking.
Whoa. Get that buzz.
Buzz, buzz, buzz. All right.
Woo. A little fired up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rio slip up like that? Like
not
that,
usually.
That's rare. He usually does
he
not.
He does not do that.
He was pretty fired up. Yeah,
he's getting back into a rhythm though.
Line of the day.
Yeah,
Toby, ooh, take the ass out of your name.
Yeah.
Well, nothing screams toughness quite like Toby. When was his last charge that he took?
He never.
Never.
Not once as a Sixer. Not taking one charge. That's an actual stat.
No, I know. Oh, believe me. All I got it. Listen. When you're as skillful as he is offensively, you don't really take charges.
You can't waste your time. Can't waste your time with the charge nonsense.
How many charges did Kobe take?
Well, he ran through Pau Gasol's chest in the 08 title game, so that's all I know.
We're at Chickies and Pete's, South Philly. Nothing goes better with Philly playoff basketball than Chickies and Pete's. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game online at chickiesandpetes.com. Coming up next, the Memory Bank and the Jackie Baseball Report. We are going to play back from you an amazing moment in the history of Phillies and Mets that happened at Citizens Bank Park. You'll get chills. That is next on the new afternoon show on 94 WIP.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.